Off the Ball Rugby.
James won't be forgotten. His influence and his impact on this current squad over the last 9 seasons is immense and will continue on. But there'll be another James Lowe somewhere down the track.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The News Round is brought to you by Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets.
Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage, 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
Welcome along to Off the Ball on this Thursday night. Adrian with you this evening. We have a monster show lined up for you this evening, an absolutely packed show. Anthony Moyle is going to be in the studio with us a little later on. We're going to get into all of the four big Gaelic football matches this weekend, and he's going to give you your predictions. And they don't, I can foresee, they don't go exactly the way you think they might. That's Anthony Moyles coming up a little bit later on. He'll also weigh in on the latest comments from Jarlath Burns at that Oireachta Sport Committee this week. We might talk about that in a moment. Football is on the way home, we believe, after last night. I've never seen a group like it, said Sam Atterface. The mental strength he offered just before Croatia went 2-2. But anyway, it was all right on the night. They got over the line. We're going to talk to Nick Miller of The Athletic a little bit later on. Keith Tracy's going to join us in studio. Ben will be along. He's watched 21 of the 24 games so far. We might quiz him a little bit on that as to what he actually remembers, because I have to say, for one, I watched a good bit of football. If you were asking me what I watched 2 days ago, I'd probably forget it. So we'll put Ben to the test later on. Gary Murphy will be here. It's been very much a delay on day one of the US Open. We'll get his thoughts on that. And for a while, we've been looking to chat to Trevor Brennan. We've eventually managed to tie him down, and he is coming up on the show a little bit later on. Arthur James O'Dea, good evening to you.
What's crack?
Eve Conway, how are you?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Well, it's a much better start to this show than the last time I was here. So I feel as if nothing could go wrong this evening. What's the crack?
I'm grand, all good. You?
Yeah, all good, all good.
What a disarming question. Yeah.
Are you
looking forward to the weekend of sport?
Am I looking forward? I am.
I'm particularly busy.
Yeah, you always kind of look at it through your own lens, don't you? I find as if I am just endlessly intrigued and willing to speak about what's going on with Westmeath football at any hand's turn. I understand that this is exceptionally boring to anybody who's not from Westmeath, but I'm enjoying it.
Are you nervous?
No, the nerves are not there now, but they will come close to the time. I have the newspaper review to do here on Sunday morning, 11:30. Mm-hmm. So it'll be live on free to air on YouTube. If you're floating around and you want to get some reaction to the URC final on Friday night, you can get stuck into all of that.
Two days out.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Ciara Trant is in, and Fiona Hayes is going to be in.
Oh, very good.
So it's going to be a cracker of a Sunday paper review, you can promise. So anyway, that'll happen, 11:30, live on YouTube, like I said. And then at 1:00, we'll do the news round with the famous John Duggan. Yeah. And then hopefully that'll wrap at no later than 1:25, and I can get out the door like a bolt of lightning and into the car and head for Clonus. Because I think if I stick it into my Google Maps here, 2 hours and 6 minutes. So I will take, if there is any advice out there about good parking spots, I've got a great parking spot in for Pearce Stadium the last day, parked up, 20-minute walk into Pearce Stadium. And I was able to get away. 2 hours, 2 minutes currently.
And what's your kind of nervousness to excitement ratio?
Way more excited than, I'm not even an iota of nervous right now.
Okay.
That will come, Eve.
I'll be nervous for you.
Yes. Okay, cool. Well, once I hop into the car and once we start pointing towards Clonus, that's definitely going to change. I kind of think Monaghan are going to win. So that's probably puncturing my expectation levels a little bit.
No, I don't think that's a foregone conclusion.
It's not. It's definitely not. And I desperately hope that Westmeath, and maybe coming close to the time, I'll probably convince myself that they will win it. But we'll see. But yeah, there's so much on. Really hard to keep on top of everything. I mean, I know it's our job, but it's not. It's difficult.
It's really difficult. Even it's funny talking to Mick in the week as well about this. You'll even miss probably an awful lot just by virtue of the fact that you're going to a game.
Yeah.
100%. Like you have an awful lot of compromise.
World Cup stuff.
Yeah.
Should be back in time for the closing stages of the US Open, obviously.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, you will. I suppose you'll be home in time. But it's even, you'll be out of the loop.
And all the GA, obviously.
Yeah. Radio's your friend.
Not that I could watch it anyway.
Not you watch it anyway, no.
Is that a segue? Is that the perfect segue?
Well, yeah, I tried to get there with the missing it by virtue of being out, but
oh yeah, well we'll take what's there. So Jarlath Burns has been in front of the Rock to Sports Committee this week. A couple of things Asked first of all about the idea of more free-to-air games. He says, we show 300 free-to-air games every year. That's 90%. A subscription to GAA Plus is €85 for a member. Over that 30 match days, we have the champ. Over that 30 match days we have of the championship, we show 180 games. Not every game can be broadcast, he says, and certainly not every game can be broadcast free to air. I'm sure you'll understand that. So he's pushed then a little bit more for this idea of free to air games. He says, we simply cannot show every game. And also we've a question that we have to ask ourselves, how much is enough? Because we don't want to show every game live on television. We're a participation sport. We're not a sport for sedentary people who just want to sit and watch it on their television. Notwithstanding the fact that we do know there are some older people who find it difficult to access it. And that's something we're definitely looking into. And then just in relation to making GAA Plus a free service, he said, it would take out a significant number of millions out of our income. Thoughts?
There's a lot. What are the sedentary sports?
Are there sedentary sports?
Is that a
an oxymoron?
Shot at football fans, maybe Premier League fans.
Doesn't just trying a to sentence think. Make full sense? We're not a sport for sedentary people.
Not a sport for sedentary people.
They just want to sit and watch it on their television.
I mean, if whether you're watching it at home, sat down, or watching it in a stadium, sat down, you're still sat down.
Yeah. I think the sedentary aspect of things is entirely irrelevant, and I hope is just a miscommunication and not a deeper insight into what the people who run our games, our national games, actually believe, because that doesn't make any sense.
It's weird.
Because I think it's a pop at another sport.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I just don't know what the alternative is. If you're saying it, then I suppose it has to be a reality somewhere. So I'm just trying to wonder. Anyway, it's kind of beside the point.
And I also just briefly add in the fact that a vast majority of the games last weekend particularly were sold out. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't actually get a ticket, ergo, you couldn't actually go to the game if you left it too late to buy a ticket. So, you know, think about people from Cork specifically. It's a 10-hour round trip.
Yeah.
400 plus kilometres.
Yeah,
you know,
at least,
this is not an easy choice to have to make. And I know not every game is a 10-hour round trip. Do get that. But, you know, take my own trip at the weekend, 4 hours up and down.
But by the same token, it is strange that that is the game that would go not anywhere.
Yeah.
That would not be shown anywhere beyond paywall or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I don't. It's a strange thing, right? Because on the face of it, GAA Plus has been really good. It's been a really good addition.
Brilliant production.
Yeah. Really competitively priced. No issue with that.
Yeah.
I think we've at least two subscriptions in our general household for different homes. It's been brilliant. And it's coincided with a really brilliant championship. So it's kind of like been fantastic. You've kind of got to see more than ever. But yeah, I don't know if once the genie's out of the bottle with that, if you can then start. Do you know what annoys a little bit? What annoys me is the curation element of it.
Go on.
Again, like last weekend, where it was decided, and again, I'm not saying that these are all there's any malicious element to it or anything, but it was weird on a weekend where Kerry, Dublin, and Donegal, as All Ireland favourites, one of them are playing, that none of those teams were shown. It's weird that where he is in that essence. Referring to the GAA in terms of its the width and breadth of its membership, that only an exclusive number of people, relative to the people who are interested in Gaelic games, got to watch the best player in the country, maybe of all time, over the last three games that he's played between Donegal, Kildare, and now Armagh this weekend coming, and that like David Clifford. So if you're not a GAA Plus member, or you haven't been to a Kerry game in the last two or the one upcoming, you won't be able to watch them.
What's the ideal solution to this?
I think it's hard to know. Hard to know without knowing the financial element of it. But I do think now that it's been brought into the main, and this is a whatever way the actual things work, a competitive player or whatever, a competitor for RTE or whatever the actual ins and outs of it are. I think you gotta get to a place where practically everything is available within reason.
So his question, which I think is a very fair question, how much is enough? You're saying,
well, how much?
There's not enough. There's never enough.
Well, there probably isn't ever enough.
You want everything.
It probably, and I appreciate that you'll have kind of sort of lost leaders there where like you'll have hundreds of people watching one game or something of a weekend. And I'm not saying, I know that that is, you get tied up in knots. You're like, well, no, show everything. Show all the Tailteann Cup rounds. Show like whatever it is. And that's not necessarily feasible. But it's just that that curation element of it bothers me, where it's being decided, I suppose. It's a weird thing at this time of all times, in this summer, where there's like a World Cup and you have like that superstar kind of day or 12 hours where you had like Mbappe, Haaland, you know, stealing the limelight. That, and not to put everything on him, but like that you won't have David Clifford seen by an iota of the same amount of people. A fraction of the same amount of people will see him. And I just kind of, it strikes me as odd. You know what I mean? Like, surely you want to reach the greatest number of people with your biggest stars. Mm. It's the biggest game of the year so far is going to be on this weekend in Killarney. And whatever 40,000 or so people will be there, that's great. And there'll be, I presume, thousands more on GAA Plus. But
it won't be the same reach.
Won't be and that's just, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, is there an argument as well that for games like Donegal and Cork, where the distance is so far, that that should take priority for being made available? You know, for if it was a game within the same province where it's far easier for fans, travelling fans, to get to and from, maybe you can kind of nod your head and say, okay, well, it makes sense why that one wasn't available. But for something like Donegal and Cork, surely that was a no-brainer, just from a feasibility point of view.
I think that's an exceptional point. And I think that maybe something that could be looked at would be like the acceptance that, your point notwithstanding, in that the production of these things, the shot selection, the way their programmes are crafted are excellent. Equally, if I'm from Cork, stick a camera on and stream it in the same way that other streaming platforms provide these services. I don't know the costs that are involved in those, but like I think at that point, if we were talking about, you know, Jarlath Byrne's point about like we'd be losing millions out of this thing if we were to do free-to-air games, like at that point you'd kind of say, well, you're serving the audience entirely. Like if you're talking about a public service remit, for example, which must be and part
not
of
like
their,
those millions were there, like that's even long standing. It's a relatively new
product.
I don't
even know what happens with those millions, and I don't even know what exactly the millions are.
No. You know,
how much exactly?
I know it would be more difficult and it would require an awful lot of pre-sold tickets, but you know they do that thing, and they did at some point anyway in US sport, where like in a city, if a game hasn't reached a certain threshold in terms of tickets sold, it doesn't get aired. There's something like that before. Like there's definitely ways of doing it that like you can see upon a game. So if Kerry Armagh is sold out this weekend, why are you limiting the number of people who can see that? Based on what? Again, whatever with the financial aspect, but it's a not for profit organisation. Like it's not his legacy, whatever it is, will not be dictated to by terms of where he left, or I know it's not him necessarily, but where the GA was left financially in its wake. Like,
I don't understand that pretty constant desire for.
I don't get it.
One point he says here that they can't show every game, right? And then he says that they don't want to show every game. He says that what they want, and you know, I suppose to try and synopsize it, is that they want people participating at games, right? So that's not really a remit of GAA Plus. In fact, you might argue that it's kind of the opposite. It's GAA Plus is counter to that in a lot of ways, for your exact point about you could make many arguments for GAA Plus. Promoting the games is absolutely not one of them.
No, probably not. No,
they want so then they want people going to games. So participation is one. They want people going to games, right? Obviously, games can be sold out. Games can be very hard to get to, as we've established. After that, they want people to watch on TV. Now, it didn't mention listening in radio. I'm sure that's the unsaid thing very important to them. It's just unsaid. They want to make money.
Yeah.
Is a very evident aspect of all this. And just within that, there was nothing really about the promotion of games or where the money goes to. And like, I just think they're two fairly significant things that, when it comes to discussing our national games, they should be kind of put front and centre at a committee like that.
Yeah. While it's probably, I wonder, right? And I wonder, maybe it'd be less of a concern because people would be less interested. But I wonder, has the fact that the football particularly been so good this year, has that exacerbated the interest in this issue? Or has it kind of,
yeah,
say Kerry Armagh was the only show in town this weekend in terms of like, if you are missing that, you'll still have Donegal Dublin on the Sunday. That's pretty good. Like that'll be on RT. That's fine. But I wonder if it was the only show in town. And they obviously have, GA Plus has an impetus for whatever reason to make money. So they are going to pick the strongest games when they have the choice to. We're kind of spoiled for choice this year somewhat. So I do wonder if that, because that'll inevitably change again a little bit. Things will kind of...
Well, I think it's a very... I think it is a very... I think the two points are the game, they fixed the games and the games are great.
Yep.
And now they've shown more games than they've ever shown before. So that's creating itself a thirst for more games.
It just is strange that it always seems to be on the defensive when it's being explained or talked about.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be the fault of somewhere else or there. There's a degree of kind of, geez, this should be taking a victory lap. Like, it's like there's been so much positivity.
Do you know, I'll make this point and we'll move on from it, right? But the point that gets touched on there about in relation to the elderly and the access to the elderly, that was something that was proposed and it was a bit of a PR exercise. And I think that if they could actually deliver on it, it'd be far more than just that. But they don't take that point seriously. Either you go into any hospital or elderly, old folks' homes, any of those types of places, the TVs are not connected. They can barely pick up the two bog standard channels, not to mind like hooking, you know, the internet into it. There's nobody around to do it. And there's loads of other issues. And they could fix that actually in one fairly easy fell swoop, or maybe not that all easy, but they have millions to throw at it.
There's millions.
So, 087-9180-180 if you want to get your thoughts into us on that. We are all ears, and we can go back to that topic again. We'll talk to Anthony Walls about it a bit later in the show as well, so do feel free to keep those coming into us. Eve, in the meantime, Cheche were ahead for a long, long time in this game.
They were, but it ended 1-1 between Czechia and South Africa today as the second round of group games got underway at the World Cup. Czechia opened the scoring early on, 1-0 after 6 minutes, but then, as you said, South Africa equalised with a penalty 83 minutes in, so that game ended 1-1. And then the next game this evening is between Switzerland and Bosnia and Herzegovina, and kickoff is at 8 p.m.
The big news today from an Irish point of view is the draw is confirmed for the Brazil World Cup next year.
It is. So the Republic of Ireland will face Kazakhstan in the 2027 Women's World Cup qualifying playoff semi-final. So Carla Ward's side will be at home for the second leg of that tie, with both fixtures set to take place in mid-October. The girls in green will take on either Belgium or Poland in a two-legged playoff final if they defeat their semi-final opponents. And Carla Ward believes that if you want to reach a World Cup, you've got to beat the best.
I think everybody in the room would probably say that that was the one that everyone wanted to avoid. You know, Belgium and Poland are top sides. You know, we played Belgium in the playoff going back in October, November. They were a really, really good side, and they've shown that again. I think really unfortunate to be unseeded this time round. And Poland, again, we played, you know, in this campaign, and a really good side as well. So I think everyone wanted to avoid that, those two. But look, you know what? If you're going to get to a World Cup, you've got to beat the best. And, you know, we're in a good position with the campaign we've had. So we'll go into it with confidence.
One is hard to get to, and one is hard, and two are hard to beat. Is that the short story here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not not the most ideal draw.
It's a long way to Kazakhstan and back as well for that semi-final. Yeah.
You wouldn't put much past them.
You really wouldn't. That is the other side of it. That was my first reaction was, oof. And the second one was, ah, we could do this. We got it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We both desire to include Westmeath Football and Athlone Town in these news rounds, Eve, so... second tick box here.
It is a very Westmeath-centred news round today. So Athlone Town have been drawn against North Macedonian side ZFK Skopje in the Women's Champions League first-round qualifying draw. The qualification process is in the form of a mini-tournament with a semi-final followed by a final or a third-place playoff. The semi-finals will take place on Wednesday, July 22nd, and then the final on Saturday, July 25th, but fixture details have yet to be confirmed.
Dermot Keenan wondering, Arthur, any chance you make a comeback appearance in the next crappy quiz? You've been writing some of them. Some talk about getting me back on them, I think. Forget about that. But have you've been sitting them out?
I haven't been writing them. Right. Yeah. We'll go on tomorrow.
There is one tomorrow.
Well, sure. Like, you know, that's just it's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, well, I think the people who are the contestants are happy that you're not on them, if I'm being absent.
No, David's taken over.
Kevin lets people like my parents want to see as many games as possible on ordinary TV and not on anything else. And that is definitely a point that abides. Big news from the, well, reasonably good news. Let me reword that. Let me not make a communications misstep here. Reasonably good news, Eve, from the US Open.
Some nice news from the US Open. First of all, that it got underway at all. It was suspended for almost 2 hours due to heavy fog in New York. But Rory McIlroy got underway at 2 p.m. and he is currently in the lead, 3 under. Just got an eagle there in the past few minutes. Then you've Graham McDowell, who's 5 over, and Padraig Harrington, who's 7 over, while Shane Lowry will get his campaign underway just before 9 p.m. this evening.
That's great stuff. Rory's having a Rory round. Starts out really well. He's 2 under through 3 holes. Couple of bogeys. That's going to happen in US Open this week, 13 and 16, which were his 4th and 8th. His first eagle... The eagle-eyed Michael McCarthy tells me his first eagle at the US Open in 8 years.
How does he know that?
You're not having that stat. Well, I'd say he's probably listened to the commentary, if I'm being honest. And, who knows? A long way to go. But like, I mean, given that there's only a handful of players under par at the minute, that does tend to be the nature of these things. Big fog delay. You don't give whatever for the golf, Arthur, was one of my main takeaways from the day.
No, well, I can appreciate it. You know, it's not in my short list of sports. I suppose I'm given the most time of day.
The TV was turned over to the World Cup pretty swiftly before.
That wasn't by me. No, but
give me that control.
I
heard.
I wasn't disappointed by it. It's fine. It's grand.
It's not a Thursday sport, though, for you.
No. Not Thursday, Friday. Very much the Saturday, Sunday.
So even Saturday, we'll get a look in.
I like the Masters aesthetic. Yeah, I'm not sure about this, but I can get
the
on board
manicured
with.
Nature of the Masters, surely against everything that Arthur O'Dea stands for.
What do I stand for?
You know, authenticity.
It's authentically itself. I don't know. It's not for me. But like, I wish everyone the best of luck.
I love the way you started out this with like, no, I could give a shite about the golf, but actually, I think the one thing we've definitely established is you couldn't.
Well, the thing with the. The Masters last year, the big breakthrough one for Rory, like that was genuinely one of the, that was one of the most seismic sporting things I've ever seen, like in terms of like what it did to everybody, especially in this day and age. But I do find, I don't know who had it. Was it, I don't know if it was a line Pat Spillane said about All Ireland medals or something or somewhat similar thing, like after a certain thing, it was just accumulation. And it's just like in this period now of accumulation, like he could win this, fantastic, great stuff. It's not going to move me in the way, I suppose, that I'd previously have been moved.
It'd be impossible to be moved by anything as much as Rory winning the Masters last year. That was just...
Well, that's not true, but it was good. In golf, maybe.
I think, like, I was just as exercised when Westmeath won the Leinster final a few weeks ago. It was in the top 10 moments of my life.
Westmeath?
Yeah.
You'd put that higher though, wouldn't you?
I was about to ask, would you put Rory McIlroy winning the Masters above your county winning the Leinster Championship?
Westmeath winning anything is the absolute bucket list stuff for me. But I'm just flashing back to my emotions when Rory was doing his thing.
Doing
his thing and then redoing his thing again. It's hard to imagine that I would be any more excited about anything that, you know, it was that level.
I suppose you don't know till you know, do you? Like if Lowry was doing it, wouldn't move you in the same way?
Would it not?
I'm asking you.
You tell me. I'm a mad Rory fan in a way that I think most people are not. But as in, he's brilliant. He lives a couple of hours up the road, or he's from a couple of hours up the road. It's all good. Leinster are feeling bullish, Eve, ahead of the Bulls.
They are. So they face them tomorrow evening in the URC final, a month on from their Champions Cup final defeat in Bilbao. So defending champions Leinster are hoping to end their season on a high. Head coach Leo Cullen insists that his players are physically and mentally ready for the challenge.
If you think we played the final after Bilbao, we sort of had a plan. There was a bit of a sort of decompress off the back of that, whether we won that game or lost that game. So it was trying to stay consistent to that plan to get ready for a quarter final. Because listen, if you won that game, trying to get up, obviously Bordeaux as an example won the final. They won that game. Off the back of that, they struggled to get up for the couple of weeks after that, which is again that's the mental challenge, isn't it, of the game that we play? Because you've got to get up for the physical challenge, and like that's the beauty of these occasions. It's proper gladiatorial stuff, isn't it? Like, and that's what everyone knows about the game, and they're amazing contests, and that's why they're the the players that are out there, the physically and mentally ready for the challenge.
And we'll have lots of build-up and then reaction as well to Leinster versus the Bulls over the course of the coming days. Eve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Arthur, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The newsroom brought to you by Viagra Connect. 50 milligram film-coated tablets contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage, 150 milligram tablet a day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
The News Round is brought to you by Viagra Connect 50 milligram film-coated tablets.
Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.